color.
Clark Kellogg look smarter with those glasses?
No. I cannot stand Kellogg. There's a reason they took him off the color analysis of the game.
Listen, there is no doubt about it. You mentioned it yesterday, and I thought it was absolutely insane when you said that when Barkley and Kenny Smith and those guys joined this broadcast, that the other guys kind of were not as welcoming as they should be.
You thought it was insane that I said it, and you didn't think it was true. You thought it was insane. You can't believe those guys would treat them like that.
I can't believe they would think that. And I watched it last night. It was Barkley, Kenny the Jet, and Kellogg. And I'm not sure, maybe it's Saunders who they were with. In every single time Barkley or Kenny Smith tried to say something, Kellogg would jump in and either have to finish what they were saying or try to disagree with what they were saying. By the time they finished, he was so like defensive about any point they made that might have been a good point, he couldn't let them make it or finish it. It was like the most insane, worst TV I've ever seen.
He was threatened by them.
Now very threatened.
Yeah. Now I know how you feel doing this show.
He's from Ohio. He's from Ohio State. They turn him out like that.
Kellogg, Gottlieb, they're all Delta Bravos, okay? They're not the only ones. There's a bunch of them. They have this bizarre chip on their shoulder as though they've got to show you that they're smart. It's really, really, really annoying.
Gottlieb especially. I don't really get his whole shtick.
He's bugged me less in recent years, I will say. I am glad to see that the people who are in charge of the things with this broadcast realize that Kenny and Charles are great in any situation. I wouldn't care if Charles sat and did a pregame NFL show. I'd watch it. And that Kellogg has worn on people.
Barkley's like Yoda. He's just dispensing brilliant bon mot and wisdom.
Well, there's one thing, though. He takes advantage of the fact, like old people and kids, Charles Barkley can say whatever he wants.
He's likable. They love him. They do.
The thing that's great about him is even when he doesn't make a good point or he says something totally stupid, it's still awesome and it's still entertaining, and I want to play it on the air the next day.
Exactly.
He's like Phil Martelli's grandson.
Look, we have our moments, but I mean, those guys are consistently jack wagons. I cannot stand.
And you know what? Gottlieb's a sharp guy.
No question.
But yes, he can rub you.
You know what Barkley and Yoda also have in common?
What's that?
They butcher the English language.
There is no try, only do.
That's funny. I'll be like, terrible.
I do.
Give me a Yoda terrible.
Terrible. My home, this is.
I like Yoda.
What do you think of Bruce? What do you think of Bruce Pearlhire?
You were cheating in. Cheating in.
You have to say everything backwards. There.
Hey, cheating.
What about Mel? What about Malzahn? What a great job he did for you guys, huh? You can't do it. It hurts your throat.
I can't say anything bad about Malzahn. I don't know. I just
lucky he got.
What's up, John?
Well, I was talking about Barkley. Do y'all remember about sometime around in the early 90s when he was interviewed and he said, I forgot the reasons he gave, but he said, that's why I hate white people.
Yes, he did.
And I don't know if anybody else remembers that.
But nobody held it against him. He's so likable.
I got to be honest. I don't like white people that much either, John.
I think he just.
I've said it before,
white
too.
People that signs
now,
his
you,
checks.
You actually, John, don't like Barkley?
No.
I love
Who
the
does?
Guy. I think everybody loves the guy.
Yeah, you're in the very small minority,
Alabama
John.
Fans love Barkley.
That doesn't make it wrong. It just means that I just don't think you're in a very
John,
big
let's
group.
Look at the big picture. Yes, some people do hate Barkley. I agree with you. Some people hate white people. Even white people hate white people sometimes.
I can't stand them.
Oh, you're a white hater, aren't you?
Yes.
No, I'm not a racist, but I remember that when the expression on his face when he said, that's why I hate white people.
Well, the 90s is a long time ago.
Well, I remember a quote from Lauryn Hill when she said that, I hope no white people buy my album. And you know what? I kept listening to those tunes all the
time,
and I dug them.
You know what I did?
I listened to her. I didn't buy her
album. I stole it online on Napster.
You showed her.
I showed her. This is what all white people do.
We've come leaps and bounds since the 90s.
Thank you.
Thanks, John.
It was a real backwards time then, wasn't it?
He was just out of – didn't he leave Auburn in like 86 or 84?
I think 84. I don't hold it against
He was on the 84 Olympic team. He left in 85 after 85, I think. Yeah.
We do have the quote, though. I didn't remember this, I guess.
Yeah, he said it.
Okay. All right, listen up. I don't like white people. I hate rednecks. You people are rednecks.
I didn't remember that.
I think 80% of the fans are great. 20%, I wish you could take him out back and just shoot him.
Okay, look, if as a basketball fan, I don't find that offensive. I'm sorry.
In the 80. That's why.
Oh, I'm in the 20.
Okay.
I think I'm in the 20.
You know, you left out the best part of that Eddie Murphy quote. When he took the money out of the guy that he was frisking, said, oh, you're loaded. Where'd you get this? Guy said, tax refund. He said, bull, you're too stupid to have a job. Yeah. I'm like, that's really funny.
Charles is great. Always enjoyable, I think. But, yeah, look, not everybody's for everybody.
Quick update.
You're going to find this hard to believe?
No.
Not everybody likes me. I know.
What? No, that's not. Okay. I don't believe that. Not one bit. Well, not one bit.
I got a guy on Twitter who has zero followers and has only tweeted one thing, and he took his time to have his one tweet about how much he likes Pat more than me.
Quick update. Halftime, Duke 35, Mercer 34.
Hang on, Pat. What are you doing?
I don't know. I'm just reading scores. Not much.
Spoiler alert.
I don't know why you think people are interested in the NCAA tournament. I mean, can I get a little love here? I mean, come on.
I want
you to do it right. All right, ready? All right, let's go into the Fury Electric Score Center with Pat Bradley.
14-seeded Mercer and 3rd-seeded Duke. 1-point game at halftime. The Dukies up 35-34.
And my boy's waiting smart.
In the other matchup, 7 minutes, 43 seconds left in the first half. Baylor, number 6 seed. Nebraska, number 11 seed. Baylor is up 17-9.
Woo, I got Baylor winning too.
If Mercer were to beat Duke, would Sterling call that a big upset?
No.
I was just wondering.
No. The line was only 17. I mean, you know, no, I don't know. I don't even know what the line is in that. I have Duke in the Final Four, so I really hope that doesn't happen, because otherwise nobody will say this about me.
My boy's wicked smart.
And I want to be wicked smart. The line on this game is Duke by 12.5. Nah, that doesn't qualify. He did say it's got to be double
13.
Digits. Yeah, anyway. I agree with most of what Sterling has to say. I did not agree.
That was
with
a really arbitrary definition of an upset, I think.
Well, no, it was a really incorrect and not appropriate one, but I do appreciate him anyway.
Good man.
One thing we can all agree on is that Giselle and Tom have a super nice home, and we're not going to be able to afford it even if we all pitch in together. What do you got, Pigskin?
Steve Fisher cheating with San Diego State. Yeah. I just thought that'd be pointed out.
Got very lucky
again
last night.
He's cheating.
Okay, let me ask you something. And you can't say both of them.
Give it.
If there was a fight to the death between Lloyd Carr and Steve Fisher, who would you be rooting for?
Man, that's a tough one. You know, that's like the old joke. You got a Brooklyn Dodgers fan. He finds himself in hell, and he's got Walter O'Malley, Hitler, and Stalin. He's got a gun with two bullets. Who do you shoot?
Himself.
O'Malley twice. I don't know. I don't know what to answer there.
Tom Brady and Giselle currently own one of the most impressive homes in California.
It's a castle.
It's 14,000 square feet is all, which is not the hugest house I've ever heard of for rich people. It does have a moat around it, though.
A moat?
Yeah.
They got alligators.
Some ligers and tigons.
See, I've got one of those, too, but I call it landscape issues.
There's a dragon.
There's a huge pool of water that every time it rains, it pulls
Justin
up in front of
calls
my
it drainage problems.
Man, what's
it's
wrong, bro?
It's a moat.
You need a French drain? No, dude, I got a moat. Watch out for the dragon in there. He'll get you. Oh, he'll get you. TMZ reported on Wednesday that Brady and Bunchen have put the estate on the market for a whopping $50 million. That's $50 million. $50 million. The home includes a state-of-the-art gym, lagoon-style infinity pool, massive guest house, waterfall, and pond, and sits on 4 acres of land in Brentwood. They are supposedly building another massive home that sits near Boston because they want to be back with the classy people on 5 acres that's 14,300 square feet. You know, Giselle, I just can't take it. Our home's not big enough. Well, what do you want, Tom? I think another 300 square feet would do it. So they're going to go from 14,000 feet to 14,300.
Well, here's
they're going to build a suite for his tight ends to stay in. So in case things go awry,
I like that.
He can't get to them.
I like that. Yeah. Well, why would he's a California guy? I don't know why he would.
Because Giselle
permanently
said so.
Make.
Because two things about that, bless you. Giselle makes more money than him, is the only NFL quarterback that can say that about his spouse. And she also runs things, which is also probably the only NFL quarterback that can say that about
I've
his spouse.
I've gathered that both of those observations are true.
I'd yes. let her run a lot of things, too.
And I don't know too many guys that wouldn't let Giselle tell him how, when, and where.
He doesn't seem to mind.
No, why would he?
Yeah.
He's got enough things to worry about, mm-hmm. like keeping his tight ends out of prison.
True.
Well, this is a
He's
weird.
He's going to get off, too. Hernandez. No, come on. Sorry.
Yeah, he's probably played his last game.
I got to be honest. If I'm going to switch teams in prison, I ain't hooking up with Aaron.
I don't think they'll be able to convict him.
You're nuts. Which murder? Could you narrow it down? Which one? You don't even get him on which one?
There's only four lingering over his head.
Speaking of women that you might let tell you what to do, I don't know that I've ever seen Jennifer Lawrence look more like a girl next door than in this particular photo where she's given the L sign. Maddie T wants to give her this sign, which is a little bit different sign.
They're playing today, aren't they?
Yes, Louisville Cardinals. She's a big Louisville fan. Did you know that?
Yeah, she's from Kentucky.
She is the Louisville version of
Ashley Judd.
Thank you very much.
Ashley Judd is
Kentucky.
A great.
She used to be hot.
She could grow her hair out, Jennifer Lawrence.
Yeah, I'm not sure about the haircut. She kind of chopped it all off.
She's got a pretty face. Girls can do that.
We already played the clip of Martelli's grandson, but if you missed it earlier, I got to play it again because I thought it was so cute. I'm like, I'm not going to play the whole thing. Just the one part where he talks about – shut up. Just the part where he talks about – you know what? When you have a kid, you're going to appreciate this more. Quit your grunting back there.
Well, Will
– oh, sorry. That's the wrong
the
one.
Heck?
That's good.
He sounds adorable.
He's got a deep voice.
You suspect.
Speaking of the Hawk, the mascot, I'm with Coach Martelli's grandson, Philip, and he likes to pretend to be Grandpa a lot of the times, but he also likes to pretend to be the Hawk. Which one are you now?
Ian Martelli.
Ian Martelli, okay. So you want to show me how you are when you pretend to be the Hawk? What do when you're the Hawk? That's right. You flap your wings. Now, what about when you're Grandpa? What do you have to do?
When I'm a Grandpa, I have to fold my arms, and then sometimes when I fold my arms, I put two fingers onto my cheek.
How old is that kid?
He's like
six
or seven.
I think he's
four or
like five. Four,
yeah,
or five.
Four,
yeah.
Or five.
That's pretty amazing.
He's cute as a button. I know that. And I know a couple of guys would like to place a couple of fingers on Allie LaForce's cheek.
Whoa. The funniest part about that kid is he wears a grown man size tie.
Oh, that was
and
hilarious.
And it like comes down to his feet.
He had one of those ginormous knots like Merrill Hodge.
It's like,
Hey, he sent an email to Phil Martelli. Hey, coach. Big fan. Appreciate all the work you're doing. Good luck in the tournament this year. Just want to let you know they make neckties for children that are children's size. Just a heads up on that.
That just adds to it, though.
Does it?
And he's not afraid to go jeans, tie, sport coat. The kid's a fashionista. And sneakers.
I really wanted him I wanted the interview, and I appreciated the interview that Allie LaForce did. I thought she did a great job. I wanted it, though, desperately to go more like this.
Mike, there's a whole lot of people that want to draw the comparison between one of the all-time great Jet quarterbacks, Joe Namath, and Chad Pennington. What impresses you about Chad?
I believe everything that anyone else has watched Chad play impresses me. The same thing impresses them. He's a quality, classy quarterback that has a touch on the football. He's not a thrower. He's a passer. His mind is ahead of what the defense is. And if the Jets can support him, they will win the championship.
What does it mean to you now when the team is struggling?
I want to kiss you. I couldn't care less about the team struggling. What we know is we can improve. Chad Pennington, our quarterback, missed the first part of the season, and we struggled. We're looking to next season. We're looking to make a noise now, and I want to kiss you.
Thanks, Joe.
Yeah!
Was that him that screamed at the end?
I wanted the little Martelli kid to go, Allie, can I get a kiss?
Enough of this chit-chat already, Allie.
Yeah.
Give me a smooch.
Four plays over. Give him a smooch.
All right. Now it's my turn to ask the questions.
She's a...
What'll you do for me?
She's a cutie girl. He's a cute kid. And did you see the rock on that chick's hand? I don't know how she can pick her left hand up. Buddy. Impressive. Sorry. There's one more that got away.
I'm telling you, man. There's this one, Christine Leahy.
I don't know who that is.
Well, you'll know
she's
by the end
the tournament?
Of
the... Seattle police have reopened the investigation into the death of Kurt Cobain, according to a local television station. Look at this. This is bizarre. Four rolls of 35mm film taken at the scene of his death were developed just last month. It's like, yeah, I had these laying around. I didn't think they were really pertinent to the case. Really?
It'll be 20 years next month.
Law enforcement officials say the images are better than the Polaroids used in the first investigation. Oh, that's good, because I want to see that a lot more clearly than
Wait
I did
a second.
Before.
Okay, so they're reopening
the case.
The case.
He died on April 8th, 1994.
I'm sorry.
I think that they did now say that it's been ruled a suicide again.
He so. he did go above and beyond. He injected a lethal dose of heroin and then ate a shotgun.
Let me ask you. I'm not saying that there's a ton of crime up there, but do you think there's maybe better way to spend time and money than reopening a 20-year-old investigation?
Yeah, but if they find four rolls of 35mm film that are just laying around.
That's called reopening an investigation?
Well, my thing
developing
is,
pictures?
How did they discover the film? Have you heard this?
No.
Matt, no, I did not know? Hear that. I know why they...
I never thought to look in this cabinet.
I do know why they reopened it temporarily, because of all the movies and stuff that have come out, you know, that with conspiracy
it's
theories and all
deal.
That.
What
so they opened
theories
it.
Out there?
Oh, they said that Courtney Love hired a couple of guys to do it. There's
My brother thinks she's responsible.
Why?
Well, in a roundabout way, I'm sure she is responsible.
Well, exactly.
She'll drive anybody to heroin in a shotgun.
She belongs in jail.
He's like, another day with Courtney or eat a shotgun.
Oh, that's bad.
Well, luckily she lived because then she found the missing plane the other day, which
did,
was great.
Did you see the pictures that were released from it?
No.
It was just pictures of his drug paraphernalia and stuff.
Yeah, I don't want to see any of that.
And a hat that
he
won't need
anymore.
You
know, I choose to remember him as the lead singer of Nirvana. I'll always remember him for that Unplugged. It was the best Unplugged ever. And I'm sad. Pat hates that kind of music, so he doesn't really care one way or the other.
It's just grungy stuff.
Well, you don't like it. If you liked it, you would care more, but you don't, and so that's okay. You just missed it. You were about 3 years away from caring about grunge music. It's unfortunate.
Maybe so. There's some now I look back on, though, and I listen to it, and it's,
yeah,
there's good stuff.
Thank you.
Nickelback.
Although Pearl Jam, you'd consider that grunge.
Yeah, same kind
of. It shocks me. I was watching a video the other day about how incoherent the lead singer is in most
Eddie
of this.
Eddie Vedder?
Chris. He sounds like, you know what? Seriously?
Chris Givens.
Joe Namath.
Stop.
Seriously. He enunciates much better than Eddie Vedder.
He's not a big enunciator.
Jeremy Spoken.
But I know what that means. I know what he's saying.
What? What is it? I have
See,
no
Jeremy
idea.
Spoken.
Oh.
Yeah, he works downstairs in the office.
I like their song Black. It's very
too.
Emotional.
How does he say it, though?
Oh, it's a great song.
My word, Blair.
Can you throw the K in there for me? What did he say?
That's actually pretty good.
Yeah, thank you. Yoda, you should hear Yoda sing Black.
Seriously, play it. I want to do this. Play one of his songs going into the break,
fine.
And you tell me what
he
says.
Okay, fine. Fine, Pat. If that's going to make you happy, that's what I'll do.
Well, I tell you, are you done with business?
Yeah.
What'd you say?
I don't know.
I like songs with really long titles, like Elderly Woman Behind the Counter in a Small Town,
you know,
selling
what?
Cookies
it's
and
a little clunky.
Stuff.
So were his parents. What do you want from him? Okay, let me interpret this.
Is he a good singer? It's Hack. Is this not
He's
Hack
awesome.
Stuff?
Stop
this
it.
Is brilliant. This is a great rock song.
He says, hey, let me put it. Hey, hey, hey. Okay, you got that?
Yep.
Okay. Sheets are
Hold
at
on.
The car wash. Under sheets of clay.
Oh, that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, yeah.
What's the name of the song?
Yeah.
Black.
Her legs,
yeah,
were spread out before me. Hey, I didn't get all that.
No, but nobody did.
As her body, cheese whiz. All five horizons.
Keep going.
Huh?
The earth to the sun.
The earth to the sun. Yeah. I got that. Now
the gear I tasted and breathed.
The gear that I tasted and breathed?
Air.
Oh, air.
My gear.
Gear.
Okay, here it comes. That's a good part.
Okay, Pat, you got the lyrics up? Sing along. All right, fine. Not a fan. You know what? We'll just mark you down as not a fan. How about that?
Hey, I know what CD not to get Pat for Christmas next year.
You know what's funny
Pearl
to me, though,
Jam's
Pigskin?
Greatest hits.
You little hypocrite over there. You make fun of
Dave Matthews.
Dave Matthews because all he does is bray like a donkey, you
Better
say.
Has talent.
But you love this stuff, and it's the same difference.
No, it is not.
Wait, what's his
the
talent?
Same
in
difference?
Writing, and guitar? Huh. It's not in singing.
If he does singing.
What
he
would
is,
you say? If I put those, if I put it up against each other, they sound the same. It's the same
no,
concept.
Not even close.
To me, they do.
That sounds like ants marching. No.
Yes.
No.
Same thing.
No.
When Eddie Vedder's not making music, he's getting child killers out of jail.
Yes, the Memphis Three.
Alleged.
Eddie Vedder's a beautiful man.
No convicted.
Man, whatever.
Tennessee does not like to be connected to that
That's
case.
All the same.
Happened in Arkansas. Dr. Penny.
Oh, Bradley's getting on people on enunciation. I spent 2 years in Massachusetts. Tell us, Pat, how do you pronounce the city in Massachusetts?
Massachusetts?
Worcester.
Oh, yeah, Worcester. Worcester.
Worcester.
You know
Worcester.
That.
Okay, how do you pronounce P-E-A-B-O-D-Y?
Can you repeat that for me?
Peabody.
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 Peabody, not Peabody.
It's Peabody. There's
Peabody.
No vowels. It's just Peabody.
Old man Peabody. You take down one of his pines, it's not Twin Pines Mall anymore.
Mm. Yeah, so you can't be getting on people about enunciation,
yeah.
man. After living
Speaking
in
of
Massachusetts.
Hypocrites. Yes, thank
yeah.
you.
Yeah.
All right. Listen, it's a pecan pie. That's all I'm going to leave you with, Dr. Penny.
What about that thing? What about a fried burrito? What do you call a fried burrito?
Chimichanga.
Good.
hey, a pecan is what you take on a road trip. A pecan is a nut you eat. Okay.
Here we go. You're with this again. You sound like my favorite vet.
This guy's a great DDS.
All right, thanks, Doc.
You play too much racquetball to be a doctor.
You know, I got a good text here from my buddy Jamie who says 27-1. That's the ratio of the number of people who enjoy singing Yellow Ledbetter versus the number of people who know the words to Yellow Ledbetter. There's no question. He says it's my generation's Louie Louie. What does Louie Louie say? How do the lyrics go on that? Exactly. We all sing it, but nobody knows what in the world they're saying. Here's a man who is truly a lyricist unto his own. He is David Basil, ladies and gentlemen.
Let me just say, you know, the Zone has really hit some high notes over the years with amazing guests, amazing interviews, amazing breakdown of the bracket. But that 5 minutes may have been the funniest I've ever heard on the Zone for 5 minutes. I'm telling you. Acree's got some major skills. That imitation of Eddie Vedder and the Pat's disdain, it's as good as it gets on radio.
I don't know.
I just want to congratulate you. Who cares about the basketball brackets? I want to hear more of that.
I don't know who hates more passionately. Fred Phelps, everything. Pat, grunge music, or the pigskin Dave Matthews. It's a toss-up.
You know, what's funny, Justin, I've never, you know, Eddie Vedder's okay. I've got the song Jeremy Whatever. I've got it on my iPad. iPod. But I didn't really think about it until Pat brought it up. So Pat brings it up, and then you verify. You go ahead and reinforce what the guy said. And you're spot on.
I love
it. You're spot on with it.
I don't know what he's saying, but I like it.
Which imitation do you do better, Eddie Vedder or Carl from Sling Blade?
I don't do Carl that way.
He does a pretty good Yoda Barkley.
Oh, wait. That's my favorite guy, Buffalo Bill.
Give me some Yoda Barkley.
Hey, Pigskin, give me a little brain donkey.
Radio. I'm out.
Thank
later.
You.
Hee-haw, hee-haw, hee-haw.
How you sound like the kid from...
Hee-haw, hee-haw.
You sound like... The
donkey from Godfather Part
2. No, you sound like the guy from, It's a Wonderful Life, his buddy.
Oh, yeah, Sam Wainwright. Sam Wainwright.
Yeah.
Hee-haw.
Oh, Sam Wainwright.
Oh, my gosh, you guys are insane. We are talking about major nonsense here.
Old Sam Wainwright.
I want Eddie Vedder and Dave Matthews to do a duet.
You know, as much as I have disdain for his music, Matthews is in all those Sandler movies, and he's hilarious. He seems like a pretty cool guy.
I think he's probably a pretty cool guy.
He's probably a great dude to hang out with as long as I didn't have to listen to him sing.
If you guys want to hang out today,
yeah.
Can you write your email? I got to email you something. If you guys want to hang out today, Tavern's Boats Grill is a good place
today, to go. Hang out, I will.
By the way, Barkley, Yoda, half of your bracket was... messed up.
Bracket mine was terrible.
It's all right. I can take you to a couple nice cold pops and forget about it. The